As two new descendants of the Delta variant dominate COVID-19 cases in many parts of Canada, an infectious disease specialist said it's a concern, but they likely won't bring a large resurgence of the virus. These two new descendants, often called sub-variants or subtypes, have been dubbed I.25 and I.27. Both were first detected in Canada in the spring, and cases of the subtypes have been diagnosed in every province except Prince Edward Island. The highest number of cases of the subtypes appear to be in Western Canada, with I.25 becoming the dominant strain in Saskatchewan, followed by Alberta and British Columbia. In Ontario, I.25 accounted for 31% of 1,670 confirmed cases of COVID-19 sequenced over a recent four-week period. While the subtypes appear to be slightly more transmissible, scientists are still uncertain about the reason for their rising growth and their greater effect on COVID-19. Dalhousie University's Dr. Lisa Barrett said these subtypes haven't deviated enough from the Delta variant for scientists to give them new Greek letter names, but they're different enough that they're distinct from the other variants. The infectious disease specialist added that it's likely these new subtypes aren't as competitive or aggressive, unlike the Delta variant, which quickly took over from the Alpha, Beta, and Gamma variants. She told City News Halifax that scientists expected the Delta variant to eventually change. And while it might not sound like a huge issue, she said it's still a concern. The more your virus shifts and drifts, particularly away from your own immune response or your vaccine immune response, she said, the chances are that you may start to have slightly different or under protection. She said she doesn't think this variant is going to cause a resurgence of COVID-19 cases. However, she said it could lead to another variant if case numbers continue shifting and rising. She said that at this point in a pandemic, it's not a good idea to just let cases ride since vaccination rates are high. As of November 12, 83, 4% of Nova Scotia's population has received at least one COVID-19 vaccine dose, 78.9% of the province's population is fully vaccinated. Canada's data, which is set to update on November 15, shows that 77.7% of the entire population has received at least one dose, while 74% is fully vaccinated. Before more restrictions and safety measures can be amended, Dr. Barrett said there must be a couple of respiratory seasons, where there's a large number of fully vaccinated people around the world and some time for COVID-19 variants to come and go. In turn, these two things should help add layers of natural immunity. That's when you start to get to the situation where you treat it like flu or other endemic viruses, Dr. Barrett said. It's not that we're talking lockdowns forever, but I don't think our human behavior is entirely ready to get entirely back to normal. As we go forward, reformulation of vaccines is probably going to become a thing for each season.